This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fih. Kama yuhibbu Rabbuna tabaraka wa ta'ala wa yarda. الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وأرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه واجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Last week we went through an introduction to this new series that we began on the Shama'il of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so we spoke about the meaning of the Shama'il of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is basically everything about the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we mentioned the difference between this and the seerah. The seerah are events in his life. It was sort of like a history of Islam. Whereas the shama'il of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is specifically about him as a person. So it covers two aspects of him. As-sifat al-khalqiyya and as-sifat al-khuluqiyya, his traits, his physical appearance and traits, how he used to look like, as well as how he used to act and behave, so his manners, his behavior. And we mentioned that the book that we're going to be using is Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya by At-Tirmidhi, the famous scholar of hadith, who lived in the 3rd century of Islam. And he is also one of the authors of the books of Hadith. We have Sunan At-Tirmidhi, the same author. And so he wrote this book. And this is the perhaps the most widely used book to study this topic. It is the most widely used book to study this topic. Others have also written books on this topic, like even Ibn Kathir and others, but everyone relies on this. And we mentioned last week as well that whatever At-Tirmidhi has mentioned here in this book has been mentioned in other books of hadith. So basically, this is a book of hadith. He just narrates narrations with their chains, like a book of hadith. And you have the same ahadith in Bukhari, in Muslim, and other books of hadith. But they're scattered all over the place, right? And so he put them all together in this one book called Al-Shama'il Al-Muhammadiyya. And so we begin today. We're going to cover a few ahadith, insha'Allah ta'ala. And so we start right from the very beginning. Imam At-Tirmidhi, he starts his very first chapter is Bab ma ja'a fi khalqi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Basically, the very first chapter is on the appearance, the physical appearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way Allah created him. How did he used to look like? And he mentions in this chapter 14 hadith. He goes through 14 hadith. So we start with the first hadith. The first hadith is the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, who was the famous companion who served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was his personal servant. And this was when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved to Medina. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah to Medina, the parents of Anas, Anas radiallahu anhu was young, he was a boy. His parents brought him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "We want him to serve you." And so he lived with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from that time onwards until the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so obviously, if you want a description of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to look like, there's no better person to describe him than someone who lived with him and saw him from up and close. So Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس بالطويل البائن ولا بالقصير ولا بالأبيض الأمحق ولا بالآدم ولا بالجعد القطط ولا بالسبط. بعثه الله على رأس 40 سنة فأقام بمكة 10 سنين وبالمدينة 10 سنين وتوفاه الله على رأس 60 سنة وليس في رأسه ولحيته 20 شعرة بيضاء. Anas radiallahu anhu says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not very, very tall, nor was he short. So what does that mean? He was medium in height. He wasn't very tall, nor was he very short. So that is describing his length. And then he says he wasn't very, very white. He wasn't extremely white, the kind of white which is pale white. Nor was he very dark. Nor was he very dark. So this is describing his color. He wasn't very white, nor was he very dark. Medium in complexion. And the third description is that his head, his hair was not very curly, like very, very curly, nor was it very straight. It wasn't very curly, nor was it very straight. So that means it was wavy, right? It wasn't very curly, nor was it straight, but rather it was in between, wavy. And then he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him as a prophet, made him a prophet and a messenger when he was 40 years old. When he was 40 years old. And then he stayed in Mecca after that for 10 years. And then he spent 10 years in Medina. And then Allah caused him to pass away when he reached 60. All right? Now, is this right?
No.
Or is it wrong?
64.
Okay, first of all, how long did the Prophet ﷺ spend in Mecca after becoming a prophet?
13 years.
And what age did he pass away at?
63.
Anas radiallahu anhu is narrating it correctly. He's not lying here. The chain is authentic. It's an authentic hadith. There's no dispute about that. But this is what the Arabs used to do. They used to round off. So if you have a number which is like, for example, 61, 62, 63, they'll round it off to 60. The same thing if it was less, you know, 58, 59, they'll say 60, right? So this is called rounding off. And they used to do this. This was common among the Arabs, right? This was common among the Arabs, that they would round off numbers. And so that's what he was doing here, right? So when he says that the Prophet ﷺ spent 10 years in Mecca, when he said that the Prophet ﷺ spent 10 years in Mecca, and we know that the Prophet ﷺ spent 13. He was just rounding off. Likewise, when he says that the Prophet ﷺ died when he was 60, he was rounding off. He wasn't being exact. And what further proves this is that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the median age, the age will be in Jannah, is how old?
30.
In another hadith, he says 33. So is that a contradiction between the two hadith? No. In one hadith, he mentioned the exact age. In another hadith, he rounded off to 30. And then he says at the end of the hadith, when he passed away, there were no more than 20 hairs that were white. He didn't have more than 20 hairs. وَلَيْسَ فِي رَأْسِهِ وَلِحْيَتِهِ عِشْرُونَ شَعْرَةً بَيْضَى. He didn't have more than 20 white hairs in his head and in his beard. So this shows us that the Prophet ﷺ kept this appearance of being young, even in his old age. Now, here in this hadith we see the descriptions of the Prophet ﷺ, the three descriptions: his height, his complexion, and his hair, was all medium. Was all medium. And we're going to see more descriptions of the Prophet ﷺ. All of them show how, you know, he was medium in everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him to be balanced and medium in everything, including his physical description. The next hadith the next hadith is also the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He says, Anas radiallahu anhu says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَبْعَةً وَلَيْسَ بِالطَّوِيلِ وَلَا بِالْقَصِيرِ حَسَنُ الْجِسْمِ وَكَانَ شَعْرُهُ لَيْسَ بِجَعْدٍ وَلَا سَبْطٍ. أسمر اللون إذا مشى يتكفأ. So here, Anas radiallahu anhu describes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First of all, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was medium height, and he was not too tall nor too short. He was not too tall nor too short. And then he says that he had a nice appearance. He had a nice appearance. A balanced appearance. Meaning, from head to toe, everything was in place. Nothing was sticking out, standing out. So that's the meaning of حسن الجسم. You know, no bones or joints were out of place or sticking out. Everything was in perfect place. And he describes his hair in the same way he described it in the previous hadith. He said his hair was not too curly, nor was it too straight in between. And he says here that his complexion had some redness in it. And what they mean by redness is a medium complexion. You know, the Arabs, when they want to describe someone who is not very white or very dark, they would say basically asmar al-lawn, as Anas radiallahu anhu describes him here, which is basically some whiteness mixed with redness. What do you get? You get a medium complexion. And when he would walk, he would basically walk with strength, firmly. When he would walk, in a way that is medium, not like a lazy person dragging his feet, nor like someone who's running or someone who is stomping his feet. Right? So not like a lazy person or a slow person, nor like a person who is arrogant in the way they walk. But rather, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises, Ibadur Rahman. One of their qualities that Allah mentions, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ, the servants of Ar-Rahman, when they walk on earth, you know, in a very calm way. In a very calm way. The next hadith is the hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib, radiallahu anhu. Al-Bara ibn Azib was one of those young companions of the Prophet, some the youth who embraced Islam early on in Mecca. So again, here is someone who knew the Prophet and saw him when he was a teenager, you could say, in Mecca, when the Prophet began his da'wah. So Al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, he says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَجُلًا مَرْبُوعًا بَعِيدَ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَنْكِبَيْنِ عظيم الجنة إلى شحمة أذنيه عليه حلة حمراء ما رأيت شيئا قط أحسن منه. البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه, he says that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was someone who was medium built. So his build was medium built, meaning not too tall, not too short, not too heavy and fat, nor too skinny. Medium. And that's the meaning of رَجُلًا مَرْبُوعًا. And his shoulders were wide apart. His shoulders were wide apart. Meaning that his back was strong and wide, as well as his chest. That's what it means. He had a wide chest. Not like someone who's skinny. And the next description is, he describes his hair. He said he had very heavy hair. So a lot of hair. A lot of hair. And it would come down to, it would reach down to his earlobes. It would reach down to his earlobes. And he says, basically, he's describing the Prophet ﷺ, and he's saying, I saw him like this while he was wearing a red cloak. He was wearing a red cloak. عليه حلة حمراء. And the meaning of حلة is actually not just a cloak, but the lower garment as well as the upper garment. So, izarun warida, the lower garment that they would wrap around themselves and what they would wear on top of themselves. Now, when he says that the Prophet ﷺ was wearing something red, we have a hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ forbade wearing red. So, how do we understand this? Basically, the red that the Prophet ﷺ forbade us from wearing is the kind of red that is similar to maroon. Right? Maroonish in color. That's what we're not allowed to wear. And also, we're not allowed to wear something that is completely of that color. Like, completely. With no other patterns, with no other, you know, colors mixed with it. So it cannot be pure maroonish. And he says, at the end of the hadith, he says, I have not seen anything more beautiful than him. I haven't seen a sight better and more beautiful and handsome than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The next hadith is also Al-Bara ibn Azib. It's similar to this, just a few wordings are different. Al-Bara ibn Azib, he says, مَا رَأَيْتُ مِنْ ذِي لَمَّةٍ فِي حُلَّةٍ حَمْرَاءَ أَحْسَنَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَهُ شَعْرٌ يَضْرِبُ مَنْكِبَيْهِ بَعِيدُ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَنْكِبَيْنِ لَمْ يَكُنْ بِالْقَصِيرِ وَلَا بِالطَّوِيلِ. He says, I have not seen anyone who has hair that comes down to his earlobes. He's saying, I haven't seen anyone who has hair coming down to his earlobes in a red garment better than the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he had hair that would reach, that would touch his shoulders. And his shoulders were wide apart, meaning he had a wide chest. And he was not short nor tall. He was not short nor tall. So the same description as in the previous ahadith.